Sorry, the Torah Master Zion Menachem of Tov Shnayim Vav Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Morning. We find ourselves before Shabbos Chazoin Tishvav Nitzche, and everyone knows the word of the Holy Bar Tishver that Shabbos Chazoin the Eibishter gives us a vision of the third Beis Hamikdash. And to understand this a bit, let me be makdim advar halach. Makdim is not original. I'm saying over from a sefer called Minchas Meir, from Meir Rose in Borough Park. Very dick of words. And I'm going to be mayor on it and come out not that way, kum fakert. But let me shmiz not this. And we'll see there's a gewaltige hiro and avodas Hashem from this halach. Everyone knows, the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Chaf Aleph, famous Gemara, B'sheini, u'b'chamishi, b'shabbos, u'b'shabbos mincha. We read the Torah, right? Ein poischin ve'mesifin aleihem. You call up three people, you don't add, you don't subtract, and ve'ein maftirin b'novi. You don't read the novi because it's a day of work. Bittul malacha and Shabbos is read in the afternoon, they use the darshan by day, and therefore there's limited time. You call up three people. Fine. Says the Gemara, b'rash chodesh b'chol shel moed. How many people do we call for aliyah? Four. Again, since a dover over this mutter cholamoy and Rosh Chodesh is a day of work, the pashtus, therefore we'll call up an extra person, but there's no, you can't be moisif on it, and you don't have to. There's a Gemara, there's a Mishnah, Zach Klal, Kol Sheish by Musav in the Yontif Karen Arbo. If it's a day when there's the carbon musif, right? But it's not a yontif, it's mutter b'malacha, we call up four. Yontif, we call up five, Yom Kippur, six, and Shabbos, seven. Says the Gemara, Hani Shloisha, these three people that we call up on a Monday, Thursday, and Kineged Mi. Rav Asi says, Kineged Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. Rav Salvechik explains, that means the psukim that we read is included the Kedusha of Torah, Kedusha of Nevi'im, and Kedusha of Ksuvim. Not just that, there are three parts of it. Another opinion in the Gemara says, Rarova, Kineged Kahanim Nevi'im Yisraelim. Again, the Cheshlemus in Kriyas HaTorah is the Afka of you have Koyin Levi Yisrael. Then the Gemara says, that you have to read a minimum of 10 psukim. And Vayidaber is Oyelim and Aminyan. Who is that? Kineged Mi, Rishu ben Levi says, Asara Batlonim in the Beis HaKnesses, Rishu Beshua says, Asara Zadibris, Rab Levi says, Asara Hilulim, and Tavis HaTantilim, Rab Yochanan says, Asara Maimora, Shabhem Nivro Oil. I can explain on the relevance, but in Kamakim. In the Mishnah, so you have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 aliyahs, but it doesn't tell us how many aliyahs do you call on a tainus tibur. So the Gemara says in Daf Chav Beis, Iboiluhu, tainus tibur bekama. Do we say Rosh Chodesh Umoyu? The ikar carbon musif is arbo. Aval hachad leka carbon musif. Back to the minimum of three. Oydel machad nami ikar musif tefila. It's not a literal tefila carbon musif. But you add to the davening because on tainus you add a bracha, aneinu in shemana esra. Therefore, maybe you should have four tashma. Since the Mishnah said after Rosh Chodesh and Moed have four zak klal kol sheish by bittul malach la'am. You're going right. It says bittul malach la'am. People have to work. You're going tainus sibur v'tishabav kairin shloish three. V'she'ein bo bitl malach la'am kairin, like Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh fart, women don't work, etc., etc., and chol v'shul moyed, you have four. So we bring clear a braisa, which says, how many people do we call up for aliyahs on Titus Tibur and Tisha B'Av? Three. Omer of Ashi, can't be. V'anant, the Mishnah said, ze haklal, kol yom sheyesh bo'in musaf eini yontiv kairin arbo, lasu yamai. Generally, the rule of thumb is, whenever you have a Mishnah, and the Mishnah says Zakal. We're giving a general rule, an axiom, right? It's there for a reason, no? So what is it including that hasn't already been enumerated in the Mishnah? Something else. What else can it possibly, which is a Yoyim HaKriya, not listed in the Mishnah? It must be Tainus. So Rav Ashi holds that a Tainus you should call up what? Four. Right? Sfrek the Gemara. And the Gemara slugs up Rav Ashi. Well, Rav Ashi must nisin mani. According to Rav Ashi, who says on a tainus tibur on Tisha B'Av, you call up four kriyas, kriyan. So the following brisa, right, According to you, our Mishnah says four. The diuk, zaklal, right? So you have a brisa, and the Mishnah could come. According to your diuk in the Mishnah, our kumta you call four kumta is our Mishnah is coming out not like Kamekama and not like Rabbi Yosi. Says the brisa, the sanya chalius b'sheni v'chamishi. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday or Thursday, which anyway is the yemakriya regularly, kairin shleisho mafti echad. And the last person, the shlishi, gets mafta. B'shlishi u'beruvi, if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, which is not a normal Yom HaKriya, Tanakama holds k'ri echru mafter echru. You call up, you read the Torah, how many aliyahs are there? One. And the same fellow who gets the one sole person who gets the aliyah, he also reads the maftir. And Rabbi Yossi says, l'oirim k'irim k'irim shleishu maftir echru. No, you call up three people, and is the Chararaya, both Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi hold, there are no four aliyahs on a tiny seaboard dish. Right? Oy ba'zoish tells us the kasha, what do you do with Rav Ashi's diuk? Zakal asuyimai. What is Zakal, the rule, coming to include? Lasuyin reshchoydish umayin. Reshchoydish and yachalumayin. You call up four. Fact the Gemara reshchoydish umayin, it's four Rosh Mishnah. Answer the Gemara simana ba'al mayot. We're giving a mnemonic to remember the loy tema. You shouldn't think you make a mistake and think yontif and cholamoyil ki adodininu. There's the same. Just like yontif, you call up five cholamoyil. Nay, the rule is whenever there is called it tfele milsa michavrete, you add an extra aliyah. So Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Mincha, three cholamoyil, which is a higher madrega. There's the carbon musif. Four. Yontif, there is an Isser Malacha, five. Yom Kippur with an Isser Chorus in doing Malacha, six. Shabbos and Isser Skila, seven. So far, so good. Okay. Is the Chararaya. The Gemara there brought a price. On Machlikas Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi, right? How many people do you call up on a Titus? Yeah, on Tishbu. Okay, Tishbu. Right? According to Rabbi Yossi, you always call up three. According to Tanakama, on a Monday and Thursday, which is the established day of Makriya, you call up three. On an other day of the week, you call up one. Yeah? Atka, that's all you got to know. I'm going to ask four kashas now on this price. Let's work it out. Very simple kashas, very straightforward kashas. Kasha number one, the Turi Evan Al-Asar asks, what in the world is the Svora? It sounds very strange. That on Loshita, Tanakama, how many people you call up on Tisha B'Av? One. Just get ahead anyone in your life. One person called up, it's bizarre. Right? The Gemara Befeir said in Baba Kama that we were misakin what? Minimum of three. Mitaval, Tisha B'Av, according to Tanakama, you call up one. If it doesn't fall out of them on the other. Says the Torah Evan, a moiritika answer. Why do we call up three people? Where's the mocker? Gemara Baba Kama Daf Pei Beis. The Gemara says Ezra made 10 takonis. One of Ezra's takonis was to call up a minimum of three people and 10 sukkah. In fact, the Gemara, the Avi Yeshayla, Ezra was misakin the Kriyas HaTeira. It says in the Gemara, Chazal say, that it says, Yelchu Shlesh Yomam Bamidbar V'leimotsu Mayim, right? Yeah? They were 3 days when they're coming after Kriyas Yamsuf, and they go to Midbar Shur, and they're rigged, right? So what happened here? And Darshay Rishum is Ein Mayim Ela Teira. Haikul Tam Yelchu Mayim. So after 3 days without Teira, Nilu, they became exhausted, and the Yitzhara got the better of them. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu, Omnu Neviim Shebnei Atchana from Moshe Rabbeinu, V'tiknu that you should read on Shabbos. You stop, you mafsik on Sunday. Monday you read again. Tuesday, Wednesday there's a hafsik. You read on Thursday. In order, you shouldn't have 3 days without Divrei Torah. So the Chayit Takana of Moshe, not a Takana of Ezra. Answers the Gemara Mishane. Two answers. Two possibilities. Meikar V'tiknu Chad Gavra Tlas Apsuke. Initially, Takana of Moshe was one person. Read three psukim. Less than three psukim is that a shikri. So one person reads three psukim. Iname, tlas kavre, tlas psukim. Three people, either way. Mini, 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 mini. Three people, three psukim. And Ezra was Mesake in three people, minimum of 10 Pesukim. How problem? Says the Turiyev, right? Oibazoi. Until the Tanakama of the Braisa, Rabbeisi, who says on Tisha B'Av, you're only Mesakin Wad, one person who also reads after it, was there Gehalten. He held like the Lishna Kama of the Gemara in Baba Kama Dafibis. And he held Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana was what? To be Mesakin, one person, three Pesukim. And then you don't have 3 days with an absence of Tevim. Came along Ezra Soifer, at the beginning of the Bayesheni, and Mesakin held three people, 10 Pesukim. So now, whenever you have a Monday, a Thursday, or whatever, right, this is the minimum. And the whole Takana is as we have today. Right? Now, says the Shagazari, Zuriyavan, when Ezra HaSoifer built the second base on Migdash, there's no Tisha B'Av. Faket, the Gemara says, in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yuches, Pasuk says, Nuscharya, that Tzoyim Aravi, and Tzoyim HaChambishi, and Tzoyim Aravi, Yil, the base Yudel, the Sassu, the Simcha, Yom Tovim. So Gemara, either it's a Tzoyim, or it's a day of Simcha. Says the Gemara, when there's Sholem, and everything is well, it's a day of Simcha. In days of Tzaris, it becomes a Titus. Oy by Zoy be May Ezra, which is every day, Samigdash is Imid al Tiloi. So the Churah, the whole Shakwatari itself, in Kamikoimri, there was no Tisha B'Av. Right? There was no Tisha B'Av. So the Takana of Ezra was not Chal on what? On Kriyas HaTayr of Tisha B'Av Shachas. There was no such thing. And therefore, Tanakama holds Sahadra, Ladina of the Moshe Rabbeinu, and there's one person reading the whole Kriya. Rashi Gerib Yosi said even when Chazal was Mesakin in the time of after the Chumran Bayasheni, they made a Tisha B'Av. They, I don't know what's the word in English. They fashioned it after the standard rule of three people minimum 10 Pesukim. So far so good. You like that Shagazari? Huh? It's a milsa the mistaber, but it's a very, very big doichuk, right? That after Ezra made a standing rule that Kriyas HaTorah is a minimum of three psukim, three people, 10 psukim, now Chazal will be Mesakin after Bayesheni, a new type of Kriya. It's a new type of Kriya. If standard Kriyas HaTorah is minimum of three people, then Chazal will be Mesakin, Dafke Tishva, when it falls out, not on a Monday and Thursday, you're going to have that as a strange Kriya of one person. That's radical. Right? That's one issue. Why Dafka Tisha B'Av, according to Tanakama, one person reads the Pesukim. Hello? That's bothers the Shagazari, it bothers many. A second kasha. The Turi Avin also asks, you tell me on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, did a shtickle work involved? People work. So how many people do we call up? Four. It's a day we have Musaf, we add an extra Aliyah. But why aren't we mafter? Why is it no haftarah? Bitul malach. Oy bazoy Tisha B'Av. Right? Follow through. Tisha B'Av. It is a malach. The Gemara said it is the day of malach. Except for mokim shen noag. Oh. Come on. Get real. Mokim shen noag. Abidina de Gemara is a mokim shen noag. Hello. Yeah? The Gemara itself just said it. I'm not making it up. Right? Oy bazoy, you want to differentiate, you want to say there's a musif, i.e. you say a neinu. So you add one more, right? So what, ask the Turi Evan, oy bazoy, follow the same pattern. A day when people go to work, you want to add something because it's a special red letter day, add a fourth aliyah. Was it because they added a mafter? Follow the pattern of Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. It's a special day, add an aliyah. Why add a mafter? Have only, right? The halach, we only have three plus a mafter. Why don't we make like Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, have four kruyim and no mafter, and people go to work. Okay. Next question, question number three. The Gemara says in Megillah Daf Chuf Gimel, Iboy Luhu. A new question. Mafter Mao Sheyala Leminyan Shim. When you have a person called a from mafter, right? He's going to read the haftarah. Do you call up seven people, seven oilim, and the seventh fellow also reads the maftir? Or do you call up seven, and you have an eighth fellow who's called the maftir, right? Who then says the haftir. That's what the Gemara asked. Said the Gemara, Rav Huna of Rabbi Yirmi of Abba. Chad Omer Oyle v'chad Omer Ein Oyle. It's a machloikas. Man da Omer Oyle. It's very that you only have seven Kriyim, and the seventh fellow reads the Maftir. Dokakar. He read from the Torah. Now he reads the Maftir. What do you need to read over, right? Man da Omer Ein Oyle k'teul. The Omer Ula be ma Maftir ba Novi Tzarach Yikra b'Teira Tchilo. Why does the fellow have to read from the Torah and then read the Haftir from the Neviim? They kveir at Torah. As Rashi explains, people shouldn't say that what? The covet of the Torah and the covet of Nevi'im is equal. A fellow is kveir about Torah. He has to make a bracha lefanel achrel. And likewise, a person who reads Novi also has to what? Make a bracha before and afterwards. The kivon, the mishum kveir at Torah, who, in other words, it's not in itself intrinsically an obligation, a chuyva. It's only in order that he's only reading the Torah in order that you shouldn't be mashva the Navi to the Torah. Minyan alaysal. He doesn't count in the Kri. So this is a machloikas between two Amiroim, Rav Huna and Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba, is the Maftir Oyle Min Amin. So far so good. How do we paskin? Says Toysvis Alasar, Pasak Rabbeinu Tam, the Kaimalon Kiman the Omar Oyle. Me Iker Hadin, the seventh fellow, this is used by the way in Halach in some radical cases. But the Iker Hadin, the seventh fellow, could be the Oyle, number seven, and immediately read Maftir. Therefore, how do I know? L'chach anu noyagin, says Tosis, b'taniyas, b'mincha, u'b'tishabov, on taniyas, when you read Vayechal, or the marshal, on Tishabov, right, in Shacharis, sha'ashlishi Maftir, the third fellow is the Maftir. He doesn't repeat anything. You don't call up a fourth guy for Maftir. The Shlishi is Maftir. The Chayim Mincha B'Yom Kippur. I, on Shabbosis and Yomim Tovim, what do? We call up number 8, or number 7, depending on Shabbos Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, whatever, Yom Tov, yeah? Because, says Tais, is very simple. Since it's a Machloikis, and since we paskin that on Yom Tov, on Yom Kippur, and Shabbos, is Moisif in Aliyah. You're allowed to add as many Aliyahs as you want. Mikradin. Therefore, I could fulfill my obligation according to either of them on the Omer. If you hold that what? Ein Oyle, right? That what? That the seventh guy is not Oyle, the Maftir is not Oyle Minyan, so I'm calling it up as number 8. I am hold, what if I hold that he is Oyle? So I made I suffer. Come after. So I could be Yoytzali with the Chuli Alma. Therefore, our minig in Sudas Yisrael became that the Maftir is called up number 8. Aber Me'ikar Adin, what's the Din? Okay. Says the Marsho Alasar, Halkop, right? That once Toysus, Rabbeinu Tam, is Mashve calling up 3 and calling up 7, right? So in the Gemara, had the Shaila, is the Maftir Oilem and Aminyan a lot? So ask the Marsho, why couldn't the Gemara bring a Raya from our Din by Tisha B'Av? Right? By Tisha B'Av, according to Tanakama, when it falls out on a Monday or Thursday, or according to Rabbi Yossi, regardless of the week, we call 3 people, you just told me the Braisa, and the third guy is what? The Maftir. And if you taste this whole, that 3 and 7, or whatever amount of Elias, is all the same, is the Chlor that what? That is Oilem and Aminyan. So why can't we bring this price as a proof to one of them? Good. Third question. Halkop. Fourth question. In Tainus Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara says, what is the Seder of a Yom Tainus? The first half of the day, the Ma'ayin Emili, the Mosel, whatever. Second half of the day from Chatzos is divided into 2 quarters. In the first quarter, what do? You read the Sefer Torah, Vayechal, and you read Dir Shu Hashem. And in the second quarter of the day, Mikan Ve'elech Be'inin Rachm, as we learn from a Pasuk in Nechemiah, capital 10. Yeah? Yeah? Says the Ran, that Shittas Harif, and so he brings from the Goinim, from one of the Goinim, is the Charaya, that the minig was not to lane. When do you lane? In the second half of the day, in the first quarter, after Chatzos. You lane and you maftir. Is the Charaya, the minig, the original minig was, not to lane at Shachar's? To which the Ran asks, Oy bazoy. The Rif brings down the halacha, right? Oy bazoy, he asked the Kasha, that our minig today is to read Vayachal, both in the morning and mincha. Okay, fine. Ask the Karen Oira. Hello? If you, based on what the Ran explains, Shitas Tarif and Shitas Tavigoy, that they never, on a tinyness, they didn't lane what? In the morning, they only laned Mincha time. Hello? Do you have any problems? You just told me that Tanakama makes a difference between Tisha B'Av, between a Monday and Thursday, and then you call up three and Maftir. And the last one is Maftir. Mash'ein Kain on Tuesday and Wednesday, what do you do? What? And that one person is what? Maftir. What difference? When is he talking about Shachris or Mincha? Think about it. He's Bechalik between Monday and Thursdays, and Tuesday and Wednesdays. The difference only makes sense if it's what? Shachris. But if you're only laying on a Tonis when? At Mincha. You never laid a whole week on Monday and Thursdays Mincha.
So it should... About the other fast.
One second. I'm just... This is not my kasha, my dear sweet holy friend. This is Karen Oira. Right? The Karen Oira asks... So the Chura is the Chmuchra that used to lay when?
In the morning.
And what's actually a Chaynik that they only lay, they never lay in the morning, they only lay in the middle. So I got four kashas. Hello? Are you following here? The two kashas of the Turi Evan. What in the world is the Shita that you one person on a Tuesday and Wednesday, on Tisha B'Av, one person lanes and he does Maftir? What do you have such a din? Right? The second kasha is... Turi Evan asks, why don't you do like Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, Bitul Malach, have four on a tiny on Tisha B'Av, not three and a Maftir. The third kasha is the Mashal's kasha. Why don't we derive from the fact that what that the third one is also the Maftir that is Oyla Min Aminyin, and the Gemara has a machlokes about it. And the fourth kasha is, how could you run Taichin, Shitas HaRif, whatever, that in a tannis you don't lane in the morning? Oy bazoy, the Tanakama makes no sense. What the chiluk between Monday and Thursdays and the rest of this? I give up. You're not the first one to ask that kasha. Well, don't worry about it. You've got more important things to worry about. Hello? Say Heintiger, a gang in the hole to understand the Mahus of Kriyas HaTorah by Shachris of Tisha B'Av. What is the gedder, halachically, of Kriyas HaTorah? Bechal, Monday, Thursday, Shabbos, Noyed, whatever. It's a gedder of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, Lemotzu Mayim, Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, the Rabbi. The Zohar says when you hear the Torah, it's like Mamish Maimir, a repetition of Maimir Har Sinai, and all the relevant reverence that one has at Har Sinai is that's why people stand by Kriyas HaTorah v'chul v'chul. This is Man Rotson, etc. The same thing on Yontif. The Yontif to Kriyas HaTorah, as the Gemara says in Megillah at the end, right? That you have to learn Torah relevant, Torah be'idna, as we always say. Torah which is relevant to the Yontif. Comes the Sefer, Minchas Meir. Mamasha, Rav Salvechik says the same word, right? Remez. I found this already. Asmas Emes, and Meramnes to it. No, that is true every other Kriya Satoir. Masha Enkin Kriya Satoir Tisha B'Av Shachris is not a gather of Talmud Torah, of learning Torah. It's a gather of Kiyum in Avelus. Right? It's a gather in the Kiyum of the Tainus of the Avelus. Right? Vorayi. We lay. I'll give you an example. The Turi Evan asked, "Why is it Tisha B'Av in the morning? We call up three people, and we're mafter. Call up four people to show the chshivas of the day, and no mafter because the bitul malacha." The Sfas Emes Al Asar answers, "The ikur is." Rav Salvechik says it in different words, but the ikur kvetch is we want to be have kinis to the queen. Therefore, we read what Yeshaya Soifasifim, where it says, "Koyam Hashem Tzvoka is just boiling luvikir lumekoyin is tvoyen lovalachachomais shilchu tvoyen." Right? We want to be miskoyin, but you can't just stand make a bracha to lay in a half Torah. There's no half Torah is only after the Torah, so the laying becomes the hechatimza, the machshir to be able to lay in half Torah. But when you're laying the Torah, You're laying the Torah and Nadal together as a whole year of the Kiyum Mitzvahs Talmud Torah as per the Gemara in Baba Kama, as per the Gemara in the Gila, the Zoyfei. You're laying it as a chelik from the kinnus from being misoinen for the Bechi of the Churban. And the fee is that you don't find in Shas that they're arguing what to lay, on which Yom Tov what. Tafka by Tisha B'Av. The Gemara says, what do you lay? You lay, the Maftira is Eicha Hoysol HaZoyim. Which we read this Shabbos. Originally, according to first opinion, they lay either the whole thing in a second time Tisha B'Av, the Chal HaZoyim, or they divide it in half. There's 2 days. Taimin. Okay, fine. That was one day. Mikramai, says the Gemara, and what po? One Tanya Chayim Oyrim, the Imlo Sishmu, the Teich, the Bukhukait. Rib Nelson says, at only in Atsuni Omazin. Yesh Omrimad Mosela Eidah Rosalis. Where are these two psukim from? Shlach. Right? Which is the Miraglim, which is the Churbin, which is Tishba, which is Bechil Adair, etc. Omer Abaye Ha'idna Nahogalma. Today the minig is. The mikra wa kiselid bonim, right, which is v'schanon, u'maftirin asoif asif. Why punkt over here Tisha B'Av? The machloek is what to lay, because this isn't the normal seder of Kriyas HaTorah. They knew this is a new gedder. Which should I lay? And all of them are whatever the psuk is something of techocho, of rebuke, of censoring, of right. And therefore the machloek is what is the most appropriate thing to lay. Right? Says, both of Soloveitchik says this, and Michus Meir says this, the Satmir Gaman of Barabrak, very beautiful, explains very simply. The field I understand, I put a local in Maestro, Rahman al-Islam, the Abish, sorrow. But what happens, Rahman al-Islam, a person sitting ship? The din is, Tishav in the morning, Lahuli Alamo, you go to Shul. Akinis, etc. You go to Shul. Could you call up Rahman al-Islam an oval on Tishav to get an aliyah? Kisei with Bono, right? Could you give him an aliyah? Ah, so the Shari Tshuva brings the Shalos and Tshuvas, Beis Yehuda from the Yehuda Ayish, one of the Sfardish Gedolim. The Chido brings this, the Machzor Bracha, right? And this is like the normative. You look at all the cookbooks, the Heintig Likutim, they're all like, you know, whatever. They pass on this, usually the Stam, they didn't bring a day of Chilekes, right? And they say, obviously you could, because all of Kal Yisrael are Avelim, so it's not Hepech Avelis to give him an Aliyah. Actually, it's a real shock of the title, we'll soon discuss, right? But as a pashtus, it's brought in Shkiz Shulchan Aruch, it's brought in the Tosfos Chaim El Chayodom, it's brought in all the Stam, you know, whatever, and all the Haintiga and Malachtim. You're allowed to call. Is the Charaya what? Who should Dibarnu? Is the Charaya that Tisha B'Av? The laning is not, if it's Talmud Torah, an oval is also a different Torah. Is the Charaya, the laning is not Patur, not Lesa, not the Bechina of Talmud Torah, it's the Bechina of what? Availus. But Avelis, you're learning something out of Avelis from the Torah. And they have to. So far, so good. Yeah. Oy bazoi, just the kids, I can understand all the kashas I asked before. Turi Evan said, what in the world is the Salkadaitach? One person should learn, one Aliyah, and he's after. He's the master, he's after. Because when do we have three? When was Ezra Masakin what? Three? Well, it's a gather of Liman HaTorah. How many people can I get Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, which is a gather of Talmud Torah? Kahanim Levi'im Yisraelim, which is Shaykh of Talmud Torah? Here you say three. Mashenki, here is now. Here is like a Pesach. I want to read, I want to be Miskoin. I want to say Kinnus. Kinnus from Yeshaya. I get from the Torah up to something on the same general theme. Right? Fine. Here the Andre Gedder in the Bohus of Kriyas HaTorah, Tisha B'Av Shachris, is radically different. Hence, Tanya Kamal is only one. Makes a lot of sense. Right? Oy bazoi, kasha number two. He asked, why on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, to mark the special day, you have four oilim and no maftir because of Bittul Melacha. And here it's also a shayla of Bittul Melacha, and yet you have three. Because who asher dibarnu? The ikah here is the haftira. The chumash, the reading of the Torah, is a hechsher to be able to read from the haftira. Asher alken, you have three, which is the minimum, which is mafshir you to have to read Yishai. Now the Mashal's Kasha, whether it's Oilam and Aminion or not, is totally irrelevant to Tisha B'Av. Yes, you got the end. Yeah. And question number four, the Karen Oiru's Kasha, also Nishkan Kedon starts to be a Kasha. that the Ran explains Shittas HaRif and Shittas HaGeunim, that you only read what? You only read Kriyas HaTorah and Atanas by Mincha in the second half of the day, the first quarter of the second half. But Medvorim Amurim, that you don't lay in the morning, when it's a gather of Tainus, right? That you don't read in the morning of Atanas. Aber Tisha B'Av, they were talking about all Tanesim. Tisha B'Av, it's a special takono to read something which is connected to what? To Kiris. Right? And therefore, obviously, I understand why Tanakama makes it, it's very what's read in the morning. And I can understand Tanakama that we make a difference between what? Monday, Thursdays, and the rest. So far, I'll sugit. Let me ask you something. 1 second. Lefi kol anal. In your shul, hello? What? Yeah. Nachamol? Wouldn't you have what?
Tisha B'Av would fall on a Monday or Thursday.
Nee. Well, now we read. You only read one thing, right? So in the morning we read. According to this, in the morning we read Kiselet Bonim, which is of being miskoyin on the churban, on the golos and tzaros of Kal Yisrael. And in the afternoon, we read Vayachal like any of the yontif. But that the Rif was talking about, that in the morning you don't read, that's only the laning of a tainus. Tisha B'Av is different. There's a whole different reason. There's a whole different mahus of the Kriyas HaTorah in the morning than in the regular. Because it's a din of Kriya. I understand, but a din of Kriya. Once it's a day that had three, you don't want to be murid. Whatever. Lefiyaz, let me ask you another kasha. In your shul, what's the minute? You call up three people. Unnachdem, you say Kaddish or not? Hello? You're okay. No? By Tisha B'Av. You. The marker is a Maril, right? Right? So, the Beis Yosef says the Shival Eleket, Beshem HaRaivit, right? Yes? Yeah? B'Shabbos, Sheyesh Bei Sefer Torah Echod, you say Kaddish until before you say Maftar. Seven oilim, that we do in all the synagogues? Yeah. Then you say Kaddish, then you call up the Maftar, he reads the Maftar, and then he reads the Haftar. Yeah, so far? The fee she'ein ha-Maftar oilim imin oilim. She'ein le'koyre b'toyre ela b'nei k'veir ha-toyre, as we explained before. The fee she'ein b'kaddish she'ein merkoyde ma'aftayre v'yisal. So the Kaddish is going on what? All of the above, the Shiva crew. Right? Yes? Yes. Why can't you make a Kaddish after the eighth guy gets called from Maftar? Because that will be a hefsik between his what? Between his Maftar and Haftar. That you don't want. The whole reason he's being called up is that he should be the Svichas. So ask Rabbi Akiva Eiger on Tisha B'Av, Shachris, when you call up number three, and he's going to be Maftar, so why should you say the Kaddish between the reading of the Torah and the Haftarah? You're making a hefsik, you just said. Famous Mikivegi. And he brings a tshuva. He found in the Marimins, who all says you should say the Kaddish after the fellow completes the Haftarah. Actually, it's not found in the Marimins. Found in a Marimigash, whatever. The Rebbe, the Rama. Right? Over what's Takadis for? Why is Lididan, Minhoga Minig Ba'alma, that our Minig is what? That we don't do it that way, we make the Hefzik. Because the only problem would be when you're reading the Torah, Mitzad Torah, the Talmud Torah, and now you're going to have a Hefzik between what? Talmud Torah and the Torah and the Nevi, and you can't do that. So we give Eger or have a Taina. Aber Lefi, what we just explained, that the whole Kriya of the Torah, number three, is like a Hefzik for what? The Maf, the Haf Torah. Here, it doesn't bother me. It's not a get. You got the drift. Okay. So I'll also get in fine. The fees that you can understand something else. Next step. I once discussed this at great length here. Okay. Let's start from the top. And the Rambam says, in Perikhei of Hilchas Avelos, Menayin she'ovel osr b'divrei Torah, she'nemar, the pasuk says, the Novi Yecheskel was said, hanik doim, shvay, silence, stifle, no words. right? Therefore, the Ra and the Rambam continues. Also, liquors, patayin, v'im k'suvim, l'shanis b'mishnah, b'benesh b'alachas. V'im ha'yu rabim tzrichim loy. People need him. So, what do you do? He's a the oil needs him. So it's mutter ubuvach leyam miturgamon. He can't speak to the turgamon and broadcast. He speaks, he's belachish to a friend, who's belachish to a turgamon, who then broadcasts it to the tzibur. Fine. So it's bottom line, across the board, and over rachmanu l'tzan is also be divritin. The same Rambam, who passes an oval is across the board, also in all types of divritin, in Perek Hay of Hilchas Tainius, he paskins. Ovel's also b'divrei Torah. Ober, he's allowed to learn Iyuv and Dvorim Roim, Shev Yirmiyo, and whatever, right? Yeah? Is the Charei, by contrast, is the Charei that Rambam Paskin that an Ovel Rachman Olatan is also an old divrei Torah? No difference. Why? Explains, that means you can ask the same title. What is the mocker in Ovel is also b'divrei Torah? I just told you if I kept. Hello? The Gemara in Bayakotan Daphtas Vav says, Hanik Doim. The Gemara in Tainis, the Flamid says, On Tishiva Vayu Osir in Divrei Torah, Pkudi Hashem Yishorim Mesamche Leiv. Yes? Hello? So if you can learn that from the Pasuk Mesamche Leiv, Torah, right? And Ovel is also the Simcha. So why did the Gemara in Bayakotan learn that Ovel is also from Hanik Doim? Says the Mi'iri, Alasar in Bayakotan, and Ovel the Isur is told to Bishsiko. Silence. Hanuk baby also learned the Isra of Shil Shalom. In Tisha B'Av, right? It's not a chiyuv. They have to Hanuk baby shvay. It's you have to have tsar. And since Torah is misameach, therefore what? It's also be different Torah. What happens if you're learning Dvorim Haroi? There's no Isra. Hence the Rambam in Hilchus Tainus. Mashe Enkel by an Ovel. The Shitas Rambam v'Amiri. It's also across the board, even in Dvorim Harod. Toisus in Moyukot and Moyukot and Dafkav Aleph brings a tshuva Rabbeinu Yitzchak that he said his Zayda, Rabbeinu Yaakov, he asked initially for an Ovel Rachman Osan, Iyuv, Dvorim Haroyim, etc., etc. Right? Besoif Yamov, he was Choyzer, and he said an Ovel Rachman Osan is permitted in Dvorim Haroyim. Right? And that's the halach in Shulchan Aruch, that is mutter. If when the Shulchan Aruch codifies this, Kud Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilei. He doesn't bring Hamik Doim. Right. So why does the Gemara bring Hamik Doim, the Shita Zu? So Soloveitchik explains the Mori Tikvot. We learn another issue. An Ovel is Aser B'Torah? Yeah. Could an Ovel teach Torah? Well, an Ovel is Aser B'Torah, Kud Hashem Yishar Mesam Chilei. Could an Ovel teach Dvorim Haroyim? Which is not Mesamech Lev. Huh? Hold your word. Whoa. Is the Chararai from Hanik Duim adds to the Isser of Mesamech Lev. Mesamech Lev would only ask that Rama Padre Lefainis Dvorim HaMesamech. Hanik Duim means he has to be silent. And even when it's Rabim Tzvichim Loi, you can't say it. You can't even tell your Meturgim. You tell your friend, you malachish to your friend, who tells him a Torah? Why? Because the derech of Mesiras HaTorah, the Gemara learns from the Ebrish to Tamish Rabbeinu, was through a Torah. Right? That's the derech of Mesiras HaTorah. So that's called the Chacham is giving over. Mashe Enki, if you're going through a derech, a Guf Shlishi, it's already too far removed, that's an Isra. So, you hear the word? In other words, the Hainu, the Vad, the Isra of learning Torah, which is Mesameach, there's an additional separate Isser, not derived from Mesam Chilei, but Hamikdoim, that you're not allowed to teach Torah. And the Isser of teaching Torah is also an Isser on what? Anything, even Dvorim Haroyim. You with me? Hello, out there? Anyone out there? Okay. I'm not going to do a big nafkaminus halacha. Everyone today, you open up the circulars, the whatever. Everyone give me shiurim and tishuv. I myself, whatever. Yeah? Big shaila is about being lalami Torah and Tisha B'Av. There's a shaila of being ma'agin in divrei Torah and Tisha B'Av, the yuna, except for the simple trap. I can't shaka batari, income, which is still better than all the movies, you know. The Tisha B'Av at the movies. Everyone got the movies, but the Holocaust, about the Chalaisim, about the Spanish English, it's all gebel. I don't think, I got my own opinions. It's better than watching the Olympics, right? But you know, like, nisht of doth, whatever, to sit and watch movies. No, Jewish movies about, you know, about the Holocaust and I understand that. I'm not, you know. Okay, but I'll explain you soon. Narvot. Okay. So how did Chazal, if you're also Lulamid, how did Chazal be Mesach Kriyas HaTorah? Hello? So our salvation is the fikol anal. It's not a bittul of Hilchas Avelis. It's the kiyum of Avelis. Dos kuf is Avelis. But he paskins, you can't call up an ovil on Tisha B'Av, because although it's an avelus of the tzibur, but it's being teaching Torah, which in together the oiler is b'mokim, the balkeir is fort. He should make oiler that if the oiler said it, and he's a special isra of the lamid Torah, and on that there's no head. Okay, but the whole marocha is gebuyed on this principle that kriyas haTorah tishah b'av shacharis is not the normal gather of Talmud Torah. It's a gather of kinnis, of teichach, of whatever. Okay. It's also find beautiful Torah, if you think about it. Yeah, except it's not so simple. First of all, the hechrich is only the Tanakama of Rabbi Yossi. But according to Rabbi Yossi, I could say lav dafka, and I could take those goofers of machlokes. But over and back, the fact that the Turi Evan and the Marshal and the Karen Oira and the Griv Eger certainly didn't learn this way. I mean, Gedulei Oila Mashu Pinu Chaim didn't learn this trap. Moreover, I found in Tanya Rapsi. The Tanya Rapsi says, why is it Shachris Tisha B'Av we don't read Vayechal like every Tainus? And he says, the reason is because there's Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim. And it's not Roy, B'Shas Churbin, to read about the Eber Shachamim, the time of Churbin. Mashenki Mincha is already a time from the Chama. We get up, right? Therefore, you can read Yigal Zrachim. It's a guy that Tanya Rapsi, one of the Rishonim, didn't learn this prat. What's the kasha? Why don't you read Vayachal? If the gather of Kriyas HaTorah in the morning is a radically different gather. It's a guy, he's a different world. It's like a Rishonim. Right? So I'm still back to square one. Moreover, this, although I'm quite aware of what all the poskim who paskin that you're allowed to call up the oval. There's the Sechemed and Pasa Shulchan and Melechus Ben Amitzor and brings them the Chochum Marash Chakim in the Sefer Melechus Shloim and the Chazavelis. Mi Higidloi, who said the Hector of Leaning on Tisha B'Av in the morning is Mitzad Dvorim Haroim, from the Gemara in Megillah, the Daflam and Aleph, is the Charaya that is in Yonei Shal Yoyim. Lemosh, you read Pasha Shlach, the Meraglim. That's in Yonah Shul Yoyma, but that is not an Indian of Kinnis. I'm sorry. The Churban, the Bechil, the Deira started through Meraglim, but it's not like Yirmiyahu sitting there and crying and veining about the Churban. That's just the source of it. It's a chayat together in Yonah Shul Yoyma, according to Taka, we lididan, we read Yisrael Lidbon. Oh, but you see, to say that the Machloikas was in the Mahus of the Kriya is radical. It's weird. It's like, you know, normally we try to be Mashvah Machloikas, not to make it so, right? You with me? Moreover, ask the Melech HaShlema, take a look. What in the world are you reading? What are you reading in Yisrael Lidbonim? Right? See, you start off, Yisrael Lidbonim, Rishan Teva Ores, Vishchisem, Hey, do you see what happened? Gefährliche things that happened to Kal Yisrael. Right? Lishtar Yichun Yomim, Hey, Vizim Magoyim, Ba'amim, Vizim Shabim, Vizim Nishpon, Gefährliche. Or, but what is it end of? Uvikashta Mishnah Hashem Lekechu Matzos Gidur Shenu Bitzal Lecha. Then it was Veshafto Ki El Rachum Hashem Lekechu Yarpe Lashi Secha Veshudu Havi Secha Shalnu Yom. Then I got the ganze Meisa with Messias with Sraim and Hanisa Goy Mikel of Goy. I have the love of the Rebbein Shem to call you through Atzor Yisrael Das Inayd Luvadli Menushemai. So we said if you divide up the Kriyim, how could you give an Ovel Shlishi? Shlishi is all gewaldi, the greatest nechomis to call Yisrael. Levi, half, maybe, whatever. Maybe, tkoyim, there's no ovo. It's a chenrayin that the whole muhus is not akinis. It's fakir, it's gewaldi gechizir for call Yisrael. You with me? Elamai, you know, okay, I'm not talking to Barbara. Elamai, let's finish off. Elamai, machvarto, deloika kolanal. By the way, Derech Agav, can I tell you a secret? There's a machloikas, I want to discuss this with you. Are you allowed to learn? Remeir holds, I hold the Jitasi in Tana Kamas, whatever. But Remeir holds, on Tisha B'Av you're allowed to learn new things. You're not allowed to learn old things. because new things are difficult. And I'm telling you, maybe it's not Bela Shver. Remeir also holds you're allowed to learn children, because children don't like learning. How do you, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's aser to learn anything. Dvarim chadoshim, dvarim yishonim. It's an tinoikus of betel. What's the machloikus? Is so Remeir Salavitch explains. Remeir holds it's a subjective. When you say the Torah is mesam chilev, personally to me, something that I know, I have a geshmak in. Go deeper, geshmak. Something new, I'm breaking my head. A child doesn't have simcha. An adult does have simcha, we hope. Right? Rabbi Yehuda holds no. It's not that you subjectively, personally, in your situation, I Torah be'etzem is mesameach. Are you allowed to get married in the 9 days? No. What happens if you have a bachur, 27 years old, his mother is jumping off the roof, she's pashut dying of a heart attack and blood pressure, and he's not getting married. The guy, I don't want to get married. I'm sitting in the mirror. I'm learning. I'm very happy here. I have everything that I need. Right? His mother says, his Rav calls him up, his mashpia tells him, blessed prayer, I'm going to get married. Mamash l'shem shemai. Abraham said, the first mitzvah in the Torah, I get married. Ich hab gornish kein simcha in the nisu. He's going to get married in 9 days. Frank, ask a local Orthodox. No. Why? We're worried about your personal simcha. Ah, you're on the salpi, a diber, kilu, kafish, and dalit. They're schlepping you to the chuppah. Irrelevant. The chefza alpi alocha of nisu in the simcha. The chefza of Torah be'etz in the simcha. You like it, you don't like it, tough luck. It's simcha. Torah is simcha. Oy, but they machvarto, that the leaning on Tisha B'Av Shacharis is gada a leaning of like old. Kol ha-Torah kulu. How you'll answer the other kashas, I don't know, we'll work it out. But I understand. I want to just finish up with a. Now I understand. There is a. I've said every year. The Moshem Tiv, the Chuyz, Mishenichnas Odor, Marbim Besimcha. They put a. The Chassidim put a kvetch. You want to be. Mishenichnas of Mimatim, you're Mimayid, all the tzoris and challenges of Kal Yisrael. How? Simcha. Simcha Shal Mitva, learning Torah, making Siyumim. So you speak to a person who's a bit chassidically challenged, it looks like crazy, bizarre. You're taking Divrei Elokim Chayim, hapichah upside down. It's like the guy once, it was his rabbanim was sitting at a meeting. So the shaylan, you're learning before, the laws of Gedimus HaBruchas. An egg versus a chmeisishwa. So one of the rabbanim, one of the guys said, oh, it's a pasuk, va'ayim yikadim. It's a chraya, the egg comes first. The other, one of the gedolim said, he got up, and he said, megalapanim batayir shalek halach, and he walked out. You can't play pshetmach. You're putting a kami. You see Tisha B'Av Gufa. Hello? Tisha B'Av Gufa, right? At Avelus, the Bechir, the Yoyser. You see, by Avelus, Tamazoy, a person who's Abel Yoyser Medai, there I'm going to call them a Shoyter, right? Typish, because Kachi Dakish Oilum. By Tisha B'Av, the Chachom HaRishonim, who is Abel Yoyser Medai. There's no head, right? Abel Yidruch, you say, you don't say Tachno, and it's called Moyed. You know what Moyed means? The Maralmi Prak says in Chushagodes, Moyed Miloshin, Koyle Moyed, you don't tell. It's Miloshin is Vavus. It's a day when a Yid, Kumtzu, he comes attached to the Rabbi Mishra. Tzadikim said you could achieve more sitting on the floor saying Kinnis than you could sitting in the Eel in your control. It's a Gevaldik a day. Why? Because we see that by Tisha B'Av, B'Shas HaChurban, when the Goyim came into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kruvim of Urim Zebazeh, and Tzadik and Pilas Kar said, that we say that Mashiach ben David is Doyle and Tisha B'Av, is from the Avo. The Gemara says, Ruchi Baschem Lefnei Amokim, every Yontav, a Muyin, when he became attached to the Rabbi Nishav, Ruchi Baschem Lefnei Amokim, from the Kruvim of Urim Zebazeh on Tisha B'Av, from that is Noyle the Nisham of Mashiach ben David. Right? You with me? Faket our the word that the Shem Yishmol brings from the Chuyz, I explained this last year by Riches, a mu'yidik word. The pasuk says in the first capital in Nachum, Lo yisokum pamayim tzora, that after good things, positive things, repeat itself each year, the tzora is lo yisokum, it doesn't repeat itself. Or you say, what's Tisha B'Av? Tisha B'Av is that is Gufa has the greatest brachas, as we explained over the last few weeks, dafke in Tisha B'Av. There was a big tzaddik called the Yehuda Asad, the Maria Asad, the great Gedolei Rabboni Ungarn. And Ungarn, they were very medactic, say Tikkun Chatzos, in the 3 weeks. He used to take a thing, and the tears, he bottled it, right? When Bacham needed to be Meshukra from the army, when people in Nebuchadnezzar, there was a person who was Saginor, became blind, he would distribute shrayim, dollars, whatever. He used to give tears. And with the tears, he was poil Yeshuas. Rabotchal of Nadverna, when people needed Yeshua, they were in a Torah Gedoyla, he would tell them, come back in the 9 days. Because the Chararaya, that the Dafka, why is that? He was putting Yeshua's Dafka in the 9 days, is Mesugu. Well, what's the logic in it? You would think, Faket. Because what is the Churban? What do we mean? What do we miss Abel on what? What is the Husa Avelus? That there was a building in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago that was destroyed. What is the Beis HaMikdash? The Ramban tells us in Parshas Truma that Maimon Har Sinai was the moment of the Yizgalus Hashchina, the Atar Eisel Adas, right? And the greatest moment of human history. The Eibishter wanted there shouldn't be a fleeting, transitory, one-off event to give permanence to Maimon Har Sinai. We built the Mishkan later. Where did this... What was at the Har Sinai? Do you know I said this many times, the Alkut Ravaini brings... By Matan Torah, the Eibishter took Har Maria and brought it to Har Sinai. You say in the Zemira Shabbos, with Alevi. The Har Amoyer, we get the pasuk, we get the Zemer. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what exactly. 1 second. Diber Bekotche Bahar Amoyer, Yemashvi Shomer, Zachar Vishomer. What kind of Har Amoyer? Where's Har Amoyer? Is Har Maria? In the Yotzers on Shavuos, you say v'nizdazu b'vodi b'sinai kulam nizdazu. When the Eibishter revealed himself, v'zgalus makenu, everyone was shaking. Ulahar Amaria kulam nichro. Tamaria, where's Hamaria? Rashi says in Tainis, loma nikur shdumar, loma nikur shmoi har Hamaria. So one opinion is shemisham yotza moira lumasoyl. Says Rashi, har Amaria har Sinai. So I don't know. I look at a map. Har Maria is in Jerusalem, that's in Eretz Yisrael. Har Sinai is Chutz La'aretz and Sinai Desert. Is the Charaya to what Chazal say, the Eibishter took Har HaMoria and brought it to Har Sinai. So the Beis HaMikdash is there to capture Maimed Har Sinai. So the Churban, the Avelus of Beis HaMikdash, is the eclipse, the obscuring of the Iskalus HaShechina and Maimed Har Sinai. That's why Chazal said in the Yitzchak, Shuas is connected Yitzchak, which is his galus through Mesiras Nefesh. That's what it's all about. It's not a structure of bones. Now I understand why the Rambam passes Talmid Chacham Yosir Midai. Dafka Talmid Chacham, a person in this Abba of all sorrows of Chal Yisrael, for all the generations, the Black Death, the Inquisition, the Crusades, the Inquisition, the Gulags, the Holocaust, it's better than sitting there and thinking about the moon. Right? Oh, but the etzem is an elich yidu, as heart is a bit alive, Yiddishkeit, ruch is again, the ikur avelus of Tisha B'Av, there's a test upon him in the world. The Eibishter spoke to us. And gerad the Tisha B'Av is the greatest galus of the Eibishter's love to Kal Yisrael. The kruvim of Urim Zebaze, ruchi basu. Rashi says in this week's parasha, vateiragnu baleichem lemer, says Rashi, the whole churban of Tisha B'Av is when a Yid doesn't realize that Eibishter loves a Yid. And the tikkun of Tisha B'Av is when a Yid wants to restore it. The Eibishter should speak to us once again. And therefore, I look in the Kriyas HaTorah of Kisei L'Bonim, it's all about the central themes, about the discarvels, and therefore the Ishtoikikus, that of the Avelus. What is Avelus of Tishwam? The Ishtoikikus of a Yid, to come once again, to come close to the Rabbein Shlom. I often said, someone asked me, a lady in my shul asked me this week, and she says, we're talking about the Kaisel. But you know, people that go, it's crazy, they dance. I'm not knocking it, because I've seen pictures of great people dancing. But I said, it's al derech. I know the Shef HaChaim was dead against it. That's a spirit based entertainment, like a churman, where you dancing. It's al marshal ma'ad over dream, a person making chasen, the meaning is you go to your father's caver, and you invite him to, and the neshama has come for a generation, I was getting fine. Right? Would anybody say that having a neshama, right? Or you go to a cave and you must follow there, there's a kismet the chayusa, which is connected to the neshama in Ginzei Meroimim, which is gevaldig, your father could listen to you. It's gevaldig that he didn't abandon you completely. Would you compare going to a caver to embracing your father, to having there begashmiyas, but a machivar, it's like, so the shechina, which is still by the koisel, is that epis compared to what? So the what the base, I mean, this was literally filet rois. And when a person understands this, you understand that the pneumius of Tisha B'Av is, how can I understand the choizid of the Bashem Tzvort, that marbin besim, through the simcha of that is between the lines. Be'etzem it's a churban, it's teichacho. Deep down, there's the gewaldige rachman, the ebershel helfen taka, the zechazen, aineinu, which you taka see, the chamasin of Yerushalayim.